Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Morning Rosh Yechiyu, schus chayu chavit fega bas Michal Yedis Bas, your friend Ben Rus, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rosh Ben Rezi, Yosef Ben Bracha, Yisrael Bracha Batzlacha, Homa Seyde, and Brius HaShlema, Yosef Tzvi, Rav Ram Nors, Naomi Sarah Bnei, and Miriam, Bracha Batzal, Homa Seyde, and Chagidus Rechem Tzvi, Bracha Batzal, Homa Seyde, Bracha Tzal, We've been learning a very interesting tshuva, Siyata Dishmaya. We've been learning through the tshuvas of the great Gaon, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Mamash Tzadik Yisrael Olam, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Reina Rabbeinu, Rav Yekusil Yehuda, Ben Rav Tzvi, it should be Takalu Nishmaso, as always. This is a tshuva that he wrote at the end of 1968, in December of 1968, the fourth, right before Hanukkah. Yedalat Kislev, Tovshin Choftes. And he discusses the Gether Shel Yom V'Laila. What defines a day as a day and a night as a night? And the huge nafkamina would be regarding those countries where it stays light or dark for months. So does light, do light and darkness necessarily define day and night or not? Meaning, can it be night and still be light? If it's light for 24 hours, then maybe. Maybe it's, even though it's not dark, it's still night because you can't just have day. On the other hand, maybe no. Maybe if it's talk, if it's light, light defines day. So there are numerous sources in Chazal that touch upon this. Chagiga Yebeis Amr Aleph, Yud Dvorim Nivru B'yoyim HaRishon, B'yoyim Rishon. There are 10 things that were created on the first day. And one of them is Midas Yoim Umidas Laila. The measure of day and the measure of night. Rashi writes that there are Chof Dalet Shoyz Ben Shnem, that there are going to be 24 hours that make up, that comprise day and night. Ayin Ramban ala Toiro ala Posuk Bereshis Aleph Hei Vayere Vayboikir Ubshem Ibn Ezra Sham Yoima Ki Nivro Hazman. Zman is a creation. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created time. There was no time before the creation of the world. You can't even say before the creation of the world, there was no time. Before is a concept in the realm of time. Akoponim, when the world is created, time is created. And with this creation of time comes the, as the Gemara says, Al Pirashi, the Mida of Yoim Velayla, the 24 hours. We have a Medrash Rabo in Bereshis. That says, Vayavdel, talking about Vayavdel, Kim Ben Oel Ben Choshech, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Simoin Omar Hivdilo Lo. He separated it for him. Rabbanan Amri, the rabbis say, Hivdiloi la tzadikim la asid lavo. He separated this light, not for him, but for the tzadikim in the future. Mashal amel shelo mana yafe efrisha livno. A mashal to a king that had a mana yafe, a nice portion, and he separated it for his son. Omar Rebbe Brechya. So in other words, the light, la asid lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated it. Amar Rabbi Berechya, kach dolshu shnei gedoy le'elam. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, vayavdel havdala mamish. What does vayavdel mean? Mamish means a havdala. Moshal Melech, shahayelo shnei istartigin. Interesting, the modern word we have strategy comes from this word, l'chari, istartigin, strategist, two important people in his cabinet. Echad shalit b'yoyim ve'echad shalit b'layla. One ruled by day and one ruled by night. And v'yushnei medainim zeim zeh, they were judging with each other. Zeh amar b'yoyim and ishel, zeh amar b'yoyim and ishel. Each one wanted to rule during the day. He had two rulers and each one wanted the daytime to be his domain. And the melech called the first one and he said, Yoim yehei tchumach. And he called the second one. He said, Laila yehei tchumach. He said, you Sir number one, are in charge of the day, and you, sir number two, are in charge of the night. And that's what it means. Vayikra Elokim l'or yom. Amar lo yom yei trumach. In other words, he said to the light, Mr. Light, you are in charge by day. V'lachoyshech kol ha'layla. And then he said to darkness, okay, Mr. Darkness, you are in charge at night. So that's Shnei Gedoyle Oilam, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, and Rabbi Yechanan. Gevaldik. What this already sounds like is that there are two separate things. There's day, and then the light is ruling by day.
Sounds like they're two separate entities.
We always think light defines day. So what do you mean? If light defines day, then what is he telling light? Oh, you're ruling by day. Mapitom, light is day. So I'm like, no. There's day, and then there's light that rules by day. So that's the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. In Parsha Gimel. And now we have a Yerushalmi.
I was osek a lot to try to understand these sources over Shabbos. So I was yagei on this sugya. It's not an easy sugya.
Zok to the Yerushalmi. Similarly, it says Ve'alakim Esor Ki Toiv, and afterwards Ve'avdelakim Ben Or Ben Achoshech. Amar Rabbi Berechya, Kach Dolshu Shnei Gedoy Le'elam, Rabbi Yechanan Ve'Rab Shimon Ben Lokish, Ve'avdel Elokim Avdola Vaday, Ve'avdelakim is a definite separation. Rabbi Yehuda Bei Rabbi Simoin, Omar Hivdilo Lo. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Simon, said he separated it for himself. V'rabbonon amrin, and the rabbis say, Hivdilo latzadikim la'asid lavo. He separated it for the tzadikim in the future.
Mashal mashal amad davar doyme.
L'mel shilo shnei strategin. Zeh omer ani meshamesh b'yom, zeh omer ani meshamesh b'yom. Same for what we saw before. Two estrategen, two rulers. One says, I'm serving by day. The other says, I'm serving by day. And then he says, all right, Rabbi Isa, to the light, you're the day guy, and to the darkness, you're the night guy. Ad kan midivrei ha-Yerushalmi. So again, when we see this mashal, we see that there's something called day. And then the light is ruling over the day. In other words, pshat is that they're two separate things. It's not that the day is defined by light. It could be completely light outside at night. It could be dark outside day. Just Hashem said, all right, listen, Mr. Day, Mr. Light, you're in charge of the day. Mr. Darkness, you rule at night. They're two separate things. So says Rabbeinu, V'tamati, Sharei ein chiluk ben yom lelayla lor b'chol shalom divizitin. Day and night is light and darkness. V'echkom shulor shomer lor liyom yitchum. What does it mean? He's telling the light that day is your tchum. Light is day. It's not its tchum. It's not its area of domain. It is day. That's what defines day. Ulechoy meran noisei ulepashtusam shel dvorim efshel. Because of the very severity of this matter and the simple way of looking at it would possibly be sheyem hu gmar hayem. Lehachof dalet shoyis shenishlam hayem nimidas yem velayla. Day is the end of the day, the end of the 24 hours, that the day is completed with the measure of day and night. Since the day goes after the night, each one wanted to be the finisher. You know, like he's the one in baseball who gets all the credit, the reliever who finishes the game, the finisher. So both of them wanted to be the finishers. Because there's a midah of 24 hours, and each one wanted to be that the latter midah of midah siyoyim, which finishes off the night. V'kova Hashem yizborach she'or yiyeh tchumoy b'yoyim, haynu achar halayla, ubo yushlam hayoyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya, that the or, its tchum, will be by day, after night, so it's going to be finished with day. So again, they're two separate things. And the day, taka, is the light, gets the daytime, gets to finish it off.
V'shuv ra'yisi shetvar tama kein b'nezer ha'kodesh al midrash rabbi. So Nezer Kodesh was already bothered by what bothered us. That l'chora, day and night are defined by light and darkness. So how can you say that the day light was told that he's ruling by day and not darkness that he's ruling by night? And he explained al pi asoid, based on the secrets. And if I would tell you what he says, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. So you can look there. Uveshas didon reish psochim. And in Unzir Gemore, at the beginning of Psochim, the famous discussion of what the word all means, does it mean light or does it mean day? So the Gemara says, what does it mean by Yikra Lekim L'or Yom? Karye Rachmano L'Nahoyra U'Fakdei Amitzvoso D'Yimama V'Karye Rachmano L'Chashoycha U'Fakdei Amitzvoso D'Lelya. Hashem called the light and he commanded him on the mitzvah of the day. Hashem called the darkness and he commanded him on the mitzvah of the night. Rashi, Sivo l'shamash b'yo, he commanded the light to serve by day. U'lachoshech tzivo l'shamash b'layla, and at night he told darkness, you're in charge, dude. K'melech shekar la'avda. Wow, and that's like the Medrash Rabbah, and that's like the Yerushalmi. That he's like calling his servant, saying, you're serving here, you're serving there, but not that light is one and the same as day. And Zohut, Him lo Zehim. They are not as one and the same, light and day. They're two separate things. Just light was told, all right, Mr. Light, you're in charge by day. V'hinei nir lepashtus hadvorim, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaKodesh Zatzal, shehageder, שביום ראשון נקבע הסדר שיום שלם אחד הוא של חוף דלת שויס ומזה חלק יום וחלק לילה וקבע שתחום היום יהיה האור ותחום הלילה לחושך ושניהם יחדיו יום אחד. So the gather is that on the first day there is a seder. It was established a seder of one complete day of fear and tzvonsik shul, 24 hours. Part of it is going to be day, part of it is going to be the night. And Hashem said, all right, light, you serve by day. Darkness, you serve by night. And together you will comprise one complete day. And this is far dem briye, zelfnei kodem briyat, Hashemesh vayarech. Ooh, T.O. coach, time out. When were the sun and the moon created? Day four. We're holding by day one. So you see that before the sun and the moon, there was already a Seder of Yom and Laila. Givaldik. It's B'chal HaKashi. What is it? Pashup Shuto Shambiko. What does it mean? Vayer Vay Boger Yoy Mechad. Vayer Vay Boger Yoy Shaini. What does it mean? What's Erev and Boker? There's no light and dark. The answer is no. There's no moon and sun. That's true. But there is already a tchum of yoim, which is or, and there's a tchum of laila, which is cheshech. So that is super gevaldik. Now, there is a difference in girsois between the Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rabbah, which is important to note. And that is that in Yerushalmi, first, Rav Brechia says, Kach dolshu shnei gedoli elam, Reb Yechanan v'Reb Shimon ben Lokish, v'yavdel avdol avadai, and then he gives the whole mushel over there of the shnei eskatigin. First he says, avdol avadai, then Rabbi Yehuda Bey Rabbi Simon says Hevdilo Lo. Then the rabbis say Hevdilo Tzadikim Lasid Lavo. And then the Gemara gives the Mashal. That's in the Yerushalmi. In the Medrash Rabbah, we have Reb Brechia saying Havdala Mamish. In the Yerushalmi, the Lashon is Havdala Vaday. Here it's Havdala Mamish. And then he brings the Mashal. Now, the Medrash Rabbah makes sense. Because according to Rabbi Brechia, Libud Rabbi Yechon of Reish Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evdiloi Vadai. Shlo Yachalku, he doesn't want, he made them separated, he doesn't want there to be a fight here between light and darkness.
And he was Koiveya, the Tchum of each one.
And the light is going to serve by day and the darkness at night. And that's like the Mashal of the Shnei Espertigen. So that is all in the Medrash Rabbah, where after Rev Berechia says, Darshu Shnei Gedoy Le'olam, Havdalah Mamish, so it gives the Mashal. So that's terrific, because that Mashal is Matim, fits Rev Berechia's Vort. That they made a certain Havdalah between them, Mamish Havdalah between them, by giving each one ruling that those times, their specific time. But in the Yerushalmi, it's different. The Mashal comes afterwards, after Reb Berechia, Kach Dorshu Shnei Gedoy Le'olam, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And then comes Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Simon, Hivdilo Lo. And then Rabbanan Amri, Hivdilo Tzadikim Lasid Lavo. Then they have the Mashal. What is the Mashal doing afterwards? Hivdilo Tzadikim Lasid Lavo? And then they have this Mashal of Shnei Stratikin. The Yeru by Deli Renaid, Ma Kesher. Ma Kesher! Zelo! En po Kesher Ratzif, Ben Shnei Ma'amarim. So the Maharaf Fuldo and the Pnei Moshe say, no, this Mashal is going on what it says earlier, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Shver. The Yefei Mare is Aymer on this Ayin Shem. Okay. So we have a difficulty in Yerushalmi. Al koponim la'medrash rabo yetalye. According to the Medrash Rabbah, it'll depend. That according to Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lokish, Rabbi Brechie, Yoim and Laila, davar b'fnei atzmo. You have Yoim and Laila, and then Hashem said, okay, Mr. Light, you serve by day, and okay, Mr. Darkness, you serve by night, and you want to make Oysa Shalom Bimraimov. Like it says over there from Rabbi Tanchuma, that Hashem makes peace up there. He doesn't want there to be any fighting. Ayin Shem the Medrash. So that's the Medrash Rabbah. And we have the different opinion in the Medrash Rabbah. We have Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Simon and Rabbanan. They don't agree. They don't accept this idea of the Shnei Estratigin. You're told year by day, year by night. So maybe they're arguing and they hold that Yoim is Etzem Aor. Day is defined by dark, by light. And night is defined by darkness. So that's Guf the Machlokes. But according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Brechia, night and day are not defined by light and darkness. Light and darkness just serve by night and day. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Rabbanon, say no. Light and darkness define night and day, or day and night, respectively. Now in Maseches Chagige, we have a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yankiv says that the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Tsoif and Misoif, Adam Atsoif, in other words, it's a super duper light. So that sounds like the Deya in Chazal, the Medrash, that Hevdilu LaTzadikim Lasid Lavo. There's this supernatural light. So Adam Tsoif and Misoif, Adam Atsoif, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts away for the future. And there's another opinion there of the Chachamim, that this light of the first day are the Me'oilois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told in the Rakia on Wednesday. So that sounds like Rav Brechia. And Rav Brechia holds that already on the first day, so the light was told to serve on The sun was told to serve by day, and the moon was told to serve by night. That's like the machloka, that's like the chachamim. These are the ma'oros shenitlu biyom arvi. So this light was commanded on Sunday, all right? You're going to be serving. I'm going to put you in Shemayim on Yom Revi, and you're going to be serving by day. The sun's going to be serving by day, and the moon by night. But it's day and night, even without, like we said, it's day and night, even without the sun and the moon. Says the Gemara in Pesachim. With this, we can understand the Gemara in Pesachim. It says, I'm trying to figure out, is or light? Or is it a verb? So the Gemara says, what does it mean, l'meir uba? As it's beginning to shine, he already calls it day. Not that light is day, but when it's beginning to be light, he calls it day. And then skip me a little bit in the Gemara. Alachi kamar, koi rachmal, and hari paktam, says the Yama, Mama. And Kadosh Baruch Hu called the light, and he commanded him in the mitzvah of the day, Rashi, l'meir uba lav mishal shischa l'har. When it comes to start shining, that's l'meir uba. When we said earlier, l'meir uba kara yoyim, mishal shischa l'har, already had all the shachar. He says, all right, now it's going to be daytime, now that it's beginning to shine together, not that or is day. There's day, and then there's or, that is going to be shining during the day. He commanded the ore to shine during the day. L'meir uba kara yoyim. So that's like the Chachamim in Chagiga. These are the Ma'oros Shenitlu. In other words, already on the first day, he told them, right, on the fourth day, you're going to be serving by day. There's day, and then you, the light, are going to be serving. You're going to start shining during the day. But not that the light defines the day. No. It happens to be that during daytime, it's going to be light. And then the Gemara asks, Elamayata, Velachoshech kar laila, Machshech ba kar laila, can it be? That if Lavikar, Kim la or yom, means when it's beginning to shine, he called it day. So that means when it begins to get dark, he called it night. It's not true. Even before it begins, when it starts getting dark, it's not night yet. Because until Tzesek HaChovim, it's day. So therefore, you can't say it's talking about lemeir bar karayim because it doesn't work machshir bar karayim. You're right. From Alas Shachar it's Kavaldik. You can already say that it's when it's beginning to shine, he calls it day. When it begins to be light, he calls it day. But when it begins to be dark, he doesn't call it night. I'd say it's called yamama. So the Gemara explains, Nahachi kamer. Let me tell you, Pshat. Kar yirachmana l'nahayla upak de al mitzvah sidi yamama. Kadosh Baruch Hu called the bria that shines, and he says, listen, I want you to be Mishamish Biyom, and I want you to shine to the world. V'kargei rachmana lecha shoicha, and Hashem calls the darkness. Ufakdei ha-mitzvah sedalayla. And he commands it on the mitzvah of the night. He says to the darkness, all right, you're serving at night. So he's just commanding the light is served by day, and the darkness is served by night. But not that night is defined by darkness and day is defined by light. Rashi says, "Kar ye rachmal lenohayva, hayva yikra." When it says "vayikra," lav kriyas shem. He's not calling a name. The same shekara eshema all yoim, that you should say he called the name of the light day. In other words, the name of light is not day. Shema or is not yom. You can't define yom by light. He called this bria that shines. Sheboro mehoid ma televushoi. That he created from the splendor of the covering of his garment. And he commanded, hey, listen, I have the splendor of the covering of my garment. And he commanded this splendorous covering to serve by day. Uvezem Yushav, ha'delechoy rakosha, my boy Rashi hachabazin. And with this we can answer, what will Rashi do? Ma Rashi rotzepo. Rashi already writes, Lamei Rabador, Lav Shem Dover. He already writes that or is not a Shem Dover. Or doesn't mean day. So now all of a sudden Rashi throws in over here, oh, let me explain. This light that he commanded, he created. Mehoid ma televusha. Well, why is it important to know where Hashem got the light from? From the splendor of his the covering of his garment. Mazit. Ula now says Rabbeinu Osi Shapi. Now we understand the Balahoitzi, Ruben Siben Rab Simoin, Swile Shev Dilo Lo. Vanu the Kevin Shinivra Mehoid Ma Televushoi, Yevshalafor Kash Kapashta Sadvar. According to Rabbi Bei Rabbi Simon, when it says this light, he was mavdil for himself. So our understanding is that since it was created from his own garment, why would he then have to separate it for himself? It was already part of himself. So what's the vehivdil olo? So it's coming lafuke. It's coming to preclude. It's coming to preclude from that opinion. Rabbi Bei Simon. Ulezen nokat Rashi shitas Rab Shmuel ben Bar Nachman, and therefore Rashi goes with the shita of Rabbi Bar Nachman, who says Melamed shenis atef Hakadosh Baruch Hu kasalma vehivik ziv hadara misoif olam bat soifai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in this in clothing, and his light shined in its glory from the beginning of the world to the end. And he said it to him silently. He said back, but it's a pasuk. O Torah kasalma, why are you saying it silently? He said, I heard it silently, so I'm saying it silently. Amar Rebbe Rechia, had Rabbi Yitzchak not darshan berabim, he wouldn't be able to say it. That this light, Ota Orka Salma, God wrapped himself, was wrapped in this light, and then he spread it. It spread to the rest of the world. In other words, there's an opinion. Shehivdil olo, that he separated it for himself. But here you see, he didn't separate it. He didn't keep it for himself. He spread this light to the world. So it's coming lafuke from that opinion of Shevdilo Lo, and it's saying, no, he spread it to the world. And that's Reb Berechia. And that's the same Reb Berechia who holds that these are the Ma'oro Shenitlu. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this light. And then he commanded this light that enclosed him. He said, I want you to serve by day. And he has two Gedal Olam on his side, Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. So that's Kavanas Rashi. V'kama Omku Dvarav HaKadoshim. That Rashi tells us, Shenivra Mehod Mat Elevusho, to tell us, no, this is not Reb Yudav Reb Simon. Who says Avdilo Lo? It's not Avdilo Lo. He had this garment and he spread it to the world. He didn't take it even for himself. And what did he do? He commanded it. He said, listen, I want you light. I want you to serve during the day. And with this we can understand the Girsa and the Ein Yankiv and Chagiga. This is mamish. This is the simcha k'simchas b'riyas ha'olam. This shir, this Torah. Shteid nein yankif midas yoyim u'midas laila. Dechsiv vayikra Elokim le'ol yom. It says that Hashem made on the first day a midah of yom and a midah of laila. Vayikra Elokim le'or yom u'lechoshech kara laila. That's what it says in the Girsa nein yankif. And then they correct it there and they put in parentheses, no. It's not learned as midas yom, midas laila, fray yikra lakim la'or yom. It's learned from yever vay boiker. But based on what we said, we understand the original gears in the Ein Yankif, that there's midas yom and midas laila. And it's learned from yikra lakim la'or yom. And that's the fima skonis ha'shas b'psochim. That we paskin or orta, we paskin that light is darkness. So or is darkness. And therefore, what's pshat in the pasuk? Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. It's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the light and he commanded him to serve by day. So you see that day and light are two separate things. And this already happened on the first day. So it's muhach that the midah of yoim and midah of laila was already created on the first day. Because there's a midah of yoim, there's a time of day, and this time of day, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded the light. He said, I want you to serve during this midah, during this time of day, during this measure of day. That's the correct girsa. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom, like the Gemara in Pesachim. From here we see there's a midah of yom and a midah of laila. And it's not light. Day is not light. No. Day is a time. It's a time called day. It can be light, it can be dark. Day is day. That is already on the first day. And just Hashem commanded the light. He said, you know what, I want you to serve by day. So come a Wednesday when I put in the lights, you're going to be, the light of the sun is going to be by day and the moon is going to be by night. Darkness is going to be by night. So that's the Midas Yom, meaning Midas Yom, that Yom is a separate entity from Or. That it's mamish, it could be day for the longest time. For months. What do you do about Shabbos? What do you do about davening? So the Moruk Tzir says, because of Sheyinu Zayin Yom and Shalchov Dalet Shos Shavos, you count 7 days of 24 equal hours. Umoyne Hayomim B'Shos, you count them, and then you're Makadei Shvi, like somebody's in the Midbar. What does that have to do with going in the Midbar? Oh, in the Midbar, you don't know what day it is. But here there are no days. So based on what we said, we have a shtikl havana. The more ktsiyas understand it is midas yom and midas laila. And it's 12 and 12. So you just count wherever, whenever you start. Everyone, whenever they get there, you start counting. Count your 12 and 12. And it's not mitach suffik that you don't know when Shabbos is. You know. There's midas yom and midas laila. It's 12 and 12. It's 24 hours. Count your 24 hours. And when you get to the seventh day, it's Shabbos. And daven in the morning, it's daven then daven shachris, and at night daven, even if it's light or even if it's dark, doesn't matter. Count you 24 hours. So, in the Sefer Contemporary Halachic Problems by Rabbi Bleich, the great, incredible Rabbi Bleich, there's really, I don't know anybody in this door, Kimat, it was as thorough as he's been already for so many years, writing these articles, incredible articles. And just his mastery of so many different areas of science and history and medicine. Incredible. Amish incredible. So he has a long article on this. Many, many Magam Akoimis. But just in a nutshell, there's a Minchas a loser. The Munkach Rebbe, so he writes, in the fourth volume, Eximen Membeis, he says that if you're in the Arctic Circle, your Shabbos lasts, if you get there on Shabbos, it lasts till the next sunset, meaning it could be Shabbos for months. So if you like Shabbos, then go to a place where it never gets to night, where you have a few months of day. It's going to be a problem. I don't know if a person how long he's going to be able to last. That's what he says. The Tiferes Yisrael states that at the North Pole, he's used time for Shabbos not only based on the location where he came from. What's the shot with that? The Ben Ishchai says that when the sun is above the horizon for 24 hours, or it's completely dark for 24 hours, 6 a.m. is considered sunrise, and 6 p.m. is considered sunset. In the morning, you wear talis and tefillin, daven shachris, do the day mitzvahs. At night, the night mitzvahs. And what do you do about Shabbos? Shabbos begins 18 minutes before 6 a.m. Friday. You light the candles, and it ends on Motzi Shabbos at 7:12. So, and then there's a Moed Muzman, many, many other sources. And also Rabbeinu here in this tshuva, this is in Divrei Yatziv, in the first volume in Siman Kuf Ches. So for those who want to be ma'ayin more, hopefully I'm hoping that we'll learn together. A lot of very, very interesting inyanim here. So please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flows mitevas Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And it was great. Thank you. Belinader will hopefully continue.